Department of Justice has claimed that they have gone even further than this and that their editorial policies are somewhat similar.
Well, I don't think this is true at all. I mean, but the Department of Justice is trying to get some action going against both companies because they are too friendly. So I don't think that's true at all. You need letters for every insured and editorial policy in the trip. While it's not blatantly anti-Mormon like it used to be, they take points of view, for example, for liquor buyers. is Jan. What is your last name again?
Thompson.
Are you really in the Marines, or was David Kidden?
Air Force.
You're in the Air Force. What do you do in the Air Force?
I'm sorry.
show up. Like he says, when they turn the coffee cup over, they don't just, you know, set over gently. They go up with a bang, which I've never observed myself. All the moments I've observed, trying to turn the coffee cup over gently. But, you're in a restaurant in a place, you know, where they're serving coffee, and it's going to come to you automatically. Most Latter-day Saints will simply turn the coffee cup over, just as a signal, a light signal, really, to the waitress that they don't have any coffee. So she doesn't have to ask. But this announcer is complaining that the Latter-day Saints, who always turn it over with a bang and made it obvious. I don't think that's true. But it does emphasize the point that you have just made, that we need to be careful in our behavior towards others who do not believe as we do, that we don't invite persecution. Sister?
I think right now,
the businessmen themselves act that way with regard to their business also. You know, maybe not stealing pencils, paper, ink literally, but doing other things. Now, say I'm an executive in a business, and I'm a Mormon, and all my bosses are cutting all these corners and being somewhat dishonest. If I stand up for honesty, what's going to happen, you think, in that circumstance? You think I'll go for it, or will they be mad at me because I didn't make this extra million bucks by being just on the shady side of that honesty bit? What? Matter of fact, what we just got to is what our own lesson manual has made the basis of this lesson today. How are these Latter-day Saints going to act in this dishonest world that's always trying to do the other guy in just a little bit, you know, especially if you're in business? Let's see. Virginia? Back to last week's lesson a little bit. Of course, all of these are related in that we don't want to appear too goody-goody, too self-righteous. We want to be that way, but we don't want to bang our coffee cup down, so to speak. Did I see a hand in here who hadn't lifted her hand before? That I ought to recognize? Okay, who's going to speak? You, Michael? Stores are. I never got a discount in my life for being a Mormon, but I could not change his mind. He believed that. He's a PhD in chemistry. He believed that 100%. He would have got that special treatment. try and go in the direction I tried to go a little while ago and point out some of the places where I think we're going to see some persecution. We're going to see it because we have large families, right? It's going to get tougher and tougher, isn't it? And we're going to have to worry about how we're going to handle it. Where else are we going to see it?
Food store, right?
Why are we going to see it in food store?
We're going to call us hoarders.
We're going to be hoarders. That has already happened in
World War II.
And may have happened in other situations. Where else do you think?
Black people.
Black people. Okay, how should we say that?
Black people.
Priest told. Where else are we going to have problems?
Okay.
I think they're great. What kind of problem are we going to have there?
The women.
That's right.
Think this is going to maybe cause us a problem.
We don't need the new hero.
You know, I decided our brethren are absolutely inspired. You know, they quit calling it the air and changed it to the answer. And look what has happened. You see, ERA all over the place, not only in the Equal Rights Amendment, there's a real estate ERA, and there's another national ERA thing.
Besides the no laundry detergent.
And the brother changed the name just in the nick of time. And that isn't revelation. I don't know what it is. Well, there are other areas. Well, now we've got to prepare for this, and you see what will happen is the TV influence, the world influence in general, will be forcing us to change our concepts towards that. Will we buckle in as Latter-day Saints and decide for the small family? Will we knuckle in and knuckle under and decide against food storage? Will we say we're going to quit the church because the Negro at this point in time cannot have the priesthood? We're going to quit the church because at this point in time the women don't have the priesthood. Well, at least when they're married, they have it jointly with their... are we going... Another thing connected to this, of course, is that we still are strong for the woman being in the home. And that... And all the other points come as time goes on, trying to force us into the world's image. It'll be a problem for us, and we'll have to stick up for it. Sister Taylor. In what?
In fashion.
Oh, in fashion. Appreciate the class discussion, and I trust that we will have learned something from this other beatitude, and we'll be studying one more. Now, you know, last time, I looked for somebody who might be willing to sing a song on the piano piece for us. I have a... That's for ladies' voice, isn't it? Isn't it? Is it? I've got a song on the Beatitudes. I think next time is our last lesson on the Beatitudes. And I'd like someone to learn this song and sing it. It's a good song. It's by the same fellow who wrote the Lord's Prayer. You know the common, really nice version? You remember his name? What is it? Milan. He also wrote one called the Beatitudes. It's just as pretty. You don't hear it very often. Where's the volunteer that will sing it for us next Sunday? Who's going to do it? Cindy, will you do that one? There are. Suddenly? Somebody said the con girl sang. You didn't hear. Which one is that?
Sherry.
Come on. Some lady back there. Come on, dude. Well, I think this one's an opportunity because I always pick on her. Can I get out there? What am I saying?
I'm going to Chef John.
What's that? Yeah. A new lady in the room. Will you do it?
Good.
Will you come over to my house and get the music? You know where I live?
No.
I live next to Lori Free at the Max Hill.
She's got it.
It's Lambert Lane, which is about 580 number 1711. You know where the Big Mac is? Where they make all the hamburgers? The street north perpendicular, Lambert Lane, second house in the corner, west side of the street. My name's Tracy Hall. And your name is, what's your last name?
Erickson.
Jim, I guess we'll turn it back to you.
Yes. September 6th, I think we're going water skiing again for both, like some water skiing. We're going to make it a Saturday morning this time. So
smoky,
smoky,
man. I won't come by and stop it.
I'd like to make a quick reminder to you two back there.
I'm going to go to the bar.
I really enjoy it.
I love the kids.
Is that some good?